for autonomous sensory meridian response. Apparently, this is when some people get tingles on or around their spine and scalp and or limbs, and it's triggered from certain things like sounds or mundane visuals, apparently. I'm not really particularly into ASMR, but I decided I would try to record something in ASMR because I thought it would be fun, and actually, it really was. So, I think I get it. I didn't a few hours ago, but after I just recorded 20 minutes of pure sound, I think I understand. Also, it's very hard to whisper for a long time, so if it sounds like my voice is kind of straining at certain points, it's because it actually is. And I'm also trying really hard not to exhale on the mic super loud. So let me see if I can like turn, maybe I can turn my face and it won't be so loud. Hold on. Okay, you can still hear that. So anyways, also in the 20 minutes of ASMR that I just recorded, when I was listening back to it, I realized that you could hear me breathing the whole fucking time. I mean, I did intend for you to hear my breathing at the very beginning, but I'm pretty sure you can hear it throughout the whole, like, rest of the track, audio track, so apologies if that bothers anyone, but I'm not gonna edit it out because I just don't feel like it. Okay, so actually, another thing, my face hurts. I have a pimple, a cystic acne pimple right now, and it's fucking hurting my face. I just had to tell someone because, god damn it, I can't suffer like this. I mean, holy shit. I just can't deal with the cystic acne pimples, man. They fucking ruined my life. So, something else I wanted to talk about really quickly, because I've been watching a bunch of YouTube videos about the last episode of Game of Thrones, and I've just been very much enjoying the critique of how the show is just like, what the fuck is going on now? Like, I'm not gonna spoil anything, but I really don't like where it's gone. We just watched the second to last episode, like, I think last night, and see, it's like that much time, it's been that much time, and it seems way longer because of how much it affected me. Because I have an issue with the direction that the writing took, and it's just so satisfying to me to go on YouTube and watch these review videos that are like really agreeing with the way that I feel, and it's just like, yes bitch, like, someone needs to say it, because that fucking show, dude, they fucked up. Like, I'm just gonna say it, they fucked up. The ending is like, I don't even care anymore, or it's just like, I'm not invested. Like, I feel fucking betrayed. I feel betrayed. They betrayed us. Hold on, let me exhale. Let me exhale. But yeah, I'm just like really disappointed with some of the choices that they made, and I'm frustrated, but it's nice to hear other people who are like, who agree with your frustration. So yeah, just wanted to bring that up really quick. And something else that I was doing today was I was doing a lot of research on numerology, which is like the study of numbers, obviously, numerology. But I've kind of like looked at it a little bit before, and I thought my life path number was 6, which I guess technically it is. But when I was figuring it out today, it turns out my life path number is actually 33, which is a really interesting life path number because of the nature, I guess, of the number 33. It just like has a lot to do with like Christ and just like becoming like a teacher to people, like a spiritual teacher to people, I think, which is like really interesting to me. And I don't know, it just made me feel like I want to learn more about numerology, because I feel like numbers are truth. Like, numbers have a more concrete truth than letters, in a way, because we have different languages, but everyone in the world does the same math. So I feel like there's more of a universal truth in numbers, and so it's just interesting to me that, you know, I was like, that I realized my life path number is 33, and I really want to do some more research on that. So just another thought from today. But I think this is just gonna be a short episode because my throat is hurting from whispering so much. So I think I'm just gonna leave it there. Maybe this will just be a bonus episode. But if you want to hang on after the ad, which is gonna be way louder than this, by the way, so be ready. If you want to listen after the ad, I'm gonna have about 20 minutes of ASMR, just sounds, just like me clicking a pen and ripping up some paper and kind of jiggling through my cosmetics bag, and I mean other little noises like that. So thank you for listening to my ASMR mini-sode. I will talk to you guys in my regular voice later. Let me know if you're into the ASMR shit or if I should never do this again. Okay. Cool. Alright. Catch you guys on the flip side. Wow, that was fucking lame. I didn't say that. See you guys later. Wait, I don't see you guys. We only speak. I will talk to you guys later. I love you so much. Thank you again for listening. Have a good day, a good week.